Good nutrition is good medicine.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Well, it's a new week, Sons of Liberty listeners. We appreciate you tuning in. We usually pray before the show every day, and Carrie just got really long-winded. She just wanted to keep praying and praying and praying. She didn't seem to care that I wasn't available to talk right away when we started. We have got a handful of topics. You know, folks, news is news every single day, but the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, there is nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. Why? Because man has never changed his nature. His fallen nature has not been changed. He's always going to repeat the same mistakes. There's a book written by Ray Comfort. Actually, the author is, I think, Dr. P.H. Zilch is his name. What has man learned from history? On the outside, it's a picture of a man, you know, warring. He's got a sword in his hand and all of these people battling. And inside, every single page is blank. And on the back, it's a gospel track. We need the Redeemer of our soul. That's never going to change either. In order for us to not mimic the same wrongdoings throughout history, we need the Redeemer of our soul, that being Jesus Christ. That's why we're here. I remember speaking at a tea party not too long ago, or maybe it wasn't a tea party, some type of rally, I can't recall, but it was tea party people anyhow. And a lot of folks got up there and talked about what they were doing and, you know, pounded the freedom drum, and you know, that's great. We definitely need to do that. But when I had the opportunity to go up there, I said, first of all, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, without whom we would not have liberty, period. And you know what? I think the crowd identified and appreciated that. America identifies and appreciates and knows that. Why so few people make that their emphasis, it puzzles me. I can't speak but that which I know to be true. And what I know to be true is Christ is the Redeemer of mankind. If we want answers, I was pondering it last night before I went to sleep. I said to my wife, the answer really is Christ. That is what the answer is. So many people talk, and I wrote down a couple things. Your conversation, is it more about what is wrong? This you can find at Constitution JM if you're a Twitter follower. Once in a while, I'll just throw my thoughts out there. You can also find Bradley's Twitter at BDMyWar. Your conversation, is it more about what is wrong than what is right? You know, talking heads get on the, you know, the soapbox and they talk about what's wrong. Well, you know, the president did this today. You know, such and such and so-and-so did this today. Or, you know, did you hear about what they did? Did you hear about they called us? Did you hear about they're telling our kids? Did you? Is our conversation more about what is wrong than what is right? What is right? Do we bring that into our conversation? Do we bring resolve? Are we able to identify a problem and bring into some type of a solution? And what is that solution? Is it my thoughts, my understanding, my knowledge? No! I'm not going to deliver you from nothing. Nothing you hear on this show outside of Christ will ever deliver you from anything. Sometimes we laugh and we're human beings because a merry heart is good medicine. It's good to laugh. It's actually proven that it is good to laugh. Chemically speaking, when you smile, your body releases some type of crazy enzymes, or I don't know what they're called, but it helps your stomach lining, prevents ulcers. There's a whole bunch of scientific things. If we just follow what the Bible says, we would be cool. Everything cool. Stick to the root. The root is the Bible. The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Everything's going to be cool. Our conversation should be more about what is right as opposed to what is wrong. Do people listen because we talk about what is wrong? Well, folks, then we're not going to go anywhere. We need to talk about what is right. We need to bring answers. And it's not what we feel others are going to react well to. Example, when I was at that rally, and I got up and I said, the first thing I said out of my mouth wasn't what our organization does, all the great things that we do, and all the wonderful things that have happened, and how great of ideas and knowledge and wisdom we have, our great graphic design artists, our wonderful t-shirts, our books, our DVDs. It wasn't that, because there's a source to all of that. If we can lift up the source, Christ said, where my name be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
But the people don't want to hear that. I've been watching the polls. And they say that people don't want to hear much about God. And if they do want to hear about God, they definitely want to hear about Jesus.
It's not what you feel others will react well to. It's about bringing the answer. I know what the answer is for me. Jake McCauley. Jake McMillan McCauley. Jake McMillan. Whatever you want to call me. I don't even care. I can just tell you the answer. That's all that matters anyways. And you're not going to say, well, so-and-so took this prescription and it healed him. Who cares? You just want to know, what's the prescription? Just tell me, what's going to fix it? What's going to fix the problem? And I'm telling you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, this America lays its foundation upon the Bible. Any liberty and goodness and virtue that you see in society is based on those moral precepts prescribed by the Bible itself. So we got liberty. What did George Washington say? It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. He knew the prescription. He knew what it took. I mean, oh, he was the first president. He saw his men, friends, companions, fellow Americans die in a battle to give you what you got. He knows what it's going to take to preserve it. He wasn't a tyrant that was coveting after power and lusting for title. It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Another thing, too, to understand, and this, again, is on the Twitter feed here, the friendship of the wicked is more dangerous than their enmity. Again, we can't be reactionary. We can't react. We can't say what we say because we understand that we may get a certain type of reaction. We just have to say what we need to say. And, folks, I'm saying what needs to be said, and that is our foundations, our feet better be upon that word, because when the storms come, and they're coming, I'm not going to talk about how many storms. You see them. They're coming. Stay on the word with the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Folks, I encourage you to log on to sonsoflibertyradio.com because you're going to find there, number one, the New York Times article that was just written. Bradley was featured in on the front page of the style section in the New York Times. Oh, and I'll bet you're just wondering what they had to say. Well, I'm going to let you find out. Go to that particular article. It's right in the front. Also, too, we have the Constitution class. We are going to be graduating on yet another class of constitutionally minded people that understands what it means to be an American. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing. There is a man who doesn't understand what it's like to be an American. Now, if you guys remember, Obama was arrested, when was that? I think last month, and we covered it on the show. This guy's name was Onyango Obama. He was arrested because he just about hit a cop in going through a stop sign or stoplight or something of that nature, and he didn't yield to the police officer. He almost hit him. The police officer just slammed on his brakes. Then the man who's here illegally, he's 67, he's illegally here in this country, gets out of the car. I shouldn't say get out of the car. I don't know for sure that he did that or didn't do that. But he says to the police officer, I doubt you had to. I didn't hear your brakes screech. I didn't hear it. He presumes to tell the police officer that he's lying. This drunk, illegal alien in the United States of America, Onyango Obama. So he goes to court. This is what happens. Why am I talking about this again? What does it take to be American? We're graduating another course of constitutional graduates. They're beginning their scholarly career in a 12-week course that we offer here at the Sons of Liberty. We want them to understand not only the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, but what is the motive behind those documents, those God-given liberties that God has given to us? From God's perspective, because God gave, let's go ask the Creator. His attorney, this is this illegal alien's attorney, told the Herald that Obama, who has been living illegally in the United States for nearly 20 years, has returned to work at Conti Liquor in Framingham. Number one, he's illegal. Number two, he's in our country. Number three, he was drunk and almost hit a police officer. Number four, he goes to court. Number five, after giggling and being amused by the media spectacle, because everybody wants to come see Obama, because remember, Obama's on the in court. Number five, he finally goes back to work. Oh, yeah, not in Kenya where he's from. No, are you kidding me? That would be racism, probably, or something. Discrimination, I'm sure. We can't send him back to Kenya. The man has to work for a living. Where do you propose he works? Well, of course, at a liquor store. Yeah, I know. He got drunk and almost hit a cop. Big deal. I know he's illegal. Big deal. He needs to go back to work at his liquor store. His attorney said this. What in the world is the point of an attorney who stands up for lawbreakers? The guy's illegal. Been here 20 years. Yeah, but my client's going back to work. It's just what we need. More illegal aliens working at liquor stores. He's doing well, his attorney said. A tax evader, a deportation fugitive, a document fraud artist, and a drunk. And now he's back to work with his bogus documents at a liquor store. Facing no sanctions for the employing of an illegal alien. Come on, I thought they were supposed to be the, we're going to turn our employers into deportation agents now. Guess not in this case. He took another bite of the immigration court apple. This is on Michelle Malkin's Facebook. I like how she terms things. At the immigration court apple, even though his case was already reviewed and rejected. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, another drunk deportation fugitive hits an 11-year-old girl. And she was dragged by the truck driven by an illegal immigrant. So judgmental. Folks, come on. They break the law coming in. What makes you think, oh, wow, that was so awesome. I came into this country. I broke the law. And the Americans were so nice to me by allowing me to break the law that I think I'm going to start obeying the law.
If we just hug them enough, don't you know, we need to look out for the least of these. We need to hug them and hug their children, give them benefits, and then they'll change their ways and become productive members of society.
I mean, that's the way, you know, I don't know why in the world we even sentence people to jails anymore. We should sentence them to a good hugging for Jesus. That's what we need to do. Hugs for Jesus.
Mr. Police Officer, put your gun in your holster. Just give that man who's strung out on methamphetamines and has an automatic weapon in his possession, give him a hug for Jesus. That's going to fix it all. Give him a hug for American liberals. Give them a hug for all the tree huggers out here. After all, we hug trees and they grow faster. Hugging is wonderful. It's going to work. It's going to turn our streets from polluted, filthy, drug-infested, bad things to wonderful things. Wonderful things in this utopia. And the rich people should have to pay for it. They need to pay back to society for society producing criminals. Well, I realize they're from out of country and they're here illegally, but I'm sure America had something to do with that. Oh, come on! This is stupid thinking! But this Onyango Obama is laughing because of the media spectacle that he just produced. 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. What makes you American? What makes a person American? Well, they believe the Declaration of Independence, of which our founders staked their lives, their liberties, their fortunes, and their sacred honor upon. And it states three simple principles. Number one, there is a God. You're going to memorize this because I'm going to say it so much, folks. You are going to memorize it. This is what makes you American. 1-877-807-9977. There is a God. Our rights come from Him.
and the purpose of government is to protect and defend these God-given rights. Are you American?
Well, Jake, I like most of what you just said. I just, you know, I don't know. I mean, come on, isn't that a little heavy on the God thing?
Yeah! That's what we want! Get heavy on the God thing! Don't get heavy on fast food. Get heavy on the God thing, and maybe we'll take back our country.
Oh, you know, Jake, I like the fast food part better.
No, you don't. That's why you listen to this, American Patriot. That's why you love it. That's why you're amening it right now. I was in a program where a man was a preacher, and he used to say, "Oh, now don't shout me down in here." And they say, "I got an amen in my pocket," and he'd slam it down in the pulpit and said, "Amen, Brother Earl." 1-877-807-9977. Is this a joke? Has our country become a laughingstock because we are so soft on crime? I can tell you what, God's not soft on it. Why? Because he loves those that abide by that law and he wants to protect them, which is why he's not soft on crime. Now, he is a merciful redeemer. There's no doubt about that. That is who Christ is. And he changes a man's moral character. Instead of it thriving upon himself, it now thrives upon those that his Redeemer saved, mankind. Did you know that when folding an American flag into its proper triangular shape for storage or display, you guys have all seen it done, each fold has a specific significance. Number one, life on earth, eternal life after it, dedication to the veteran who gave his life in battle, a tribute to motherhood, those mothers of those men that have fallen, a tribute to fatherhood, as well as glory to God of Abraham, and God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What are these, just symbolism? Is this just symbolism, archaic symbolism that we no longer apply? No, folks, this is the real deal. This is what established, this is what you can put your feet on, this is what you can build your house on. I'd venture a challenge to any of you out there. Do you know our three founding documents? What are the three founding documents? You don't have to give them to me in order, but there's three of them. Three founding documents, 877-807-9977. Take a shot at it. We want to give it answers, folks. We need to start to ponder. We not only need to just know these three founding documents, we need to know what's in them. What do they talk about? What do they discuss? Otherwise, why call yourself an American? Why don't you just say, you know what, I'm taking advantage of the blood of those that went before me. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Don't know much about them. Thank God for them. I can go fishing this weekend. 877-807-9977. I'm going to break into applying some current events on what's happening today. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.radio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Back again, and we have a constitutional scholar on the line to answer the question, what are the America's three founding documents? I can hear our show in the background. Can you turn that down for us? Go ahead with it. What are the three American founding documents?
Hello, it's Dave. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear the show in the background, too. If you could turn that down, that'd be awesome.
Okay. I say that we have one document.
Okay.
It's in three parts.
Ooh, okay.
We have the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
We told them, hey, we're done. We have the Constitution. This is how we're going to adjudicate our country. And then we have the Bill of Rights. This Bill of Rights is okay. These are yours, given to you by God. Our government is here to protect you. But it's all one document, I believe.
I love it. I love it. Thank you very much, sir. That is exactly right. We have, well, he said one document, but I appreciated his description of each one. And it might have been unclear to most of you folks listening just because he had the show on in the background. But I'm going to explain and reiterate what he just said. We have three founding documents. Number one, the Declaration of Independence. That is the why of America. Why? What is our motives? What's the seedbed of what we plant next? Number two is the Constitution. That is the how. That's how it's going to be carried out, how this government of this free people is going to be carried out. Number three is the Bill of Rights. That is the ironclad walls that keeps the how, the Constitution, in its boundaries, the government. That's exactly right. Three. Very nice job. I am so glad to see that people are listening and learning and applying. listening, learning, and applying. Another question, who was given the Ten Commandments on tablets from God? It's also at the peak of what federal building in Washington, D.C.? But who was given the Ten Commandments from God, those that tablet, the Ten Commandments? 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Now, I want to cover a topic that I received here, and I am glad and I am happy about it. I'm bringing answers here, folks. A Utah movie theater was fined for showing a certain movie. I'm not even going to say the title of it. But let me just tell you what happens at this movie. It's fined more than $1,600 for this. That's a lot of tickets, folks. You know, if anything, free enterprise will listen to when their pocketbook is hit. And that's why we need to make sure that we have the highest standards, especially for a movie house. Oh, there's a lot in that. And we're going to have Ted Bear soon with us on the air from MovieGuide.org to talk to us about movie standards. But this particular movie was serving alcohol to patrons in Utah. The state's liquor board said Salt Lake City Bravies Theater falls under the same laws that governs strip clubs, which are prohibited from having fully nude dancing if they serve alcohol. You know, haven't we just debased ourselves so far, folks?
Well, they can't get drunk if they're fully nude because then they might do something crazy.
Well, hold on a second. Why do we even have them in the first place? Why are they even there in the first place? Do you see how far we've slipped? Then we got to try to justify some kind of stupid, unnecessary law if we would just do what the original law of God told us to do. Let's not commit adultery. In this particular movie, they were serving alcohol because, listen to this, in this movie there was male and female and transvestite nudity. They even have... That's what's going on. So they were fine. Good for them. Good for that community to say no. If I was that community, I would have ixnayed that movie. Forget the drinking part. That wouldn't even have to be addressed. But here you see the execution of law. Why? Because people know inside of their own hearts that there is a moral standard that God has given us. But let's not move so far backwards that we don't even recall the original standard that was given to us. I'll tell you what it is. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Even if you look upon a woman to lust after her, you've committed adultery with her already in your heart. That's what the Bible says. Even if you look, Jesus said that in Matthew 5.
Well, it's a good thing Jesus died for my sins. Now I can commit adultery.
No, Jesus took it up a notch and said, even if you look on a woman to lust after her, you just look. That would include movies like this, pornographic movies, even though they're not considered pornographic, they're just rated R. That would include strip clubs, nightclubs, all of those things. 877-807-9977. And who told us? Who was given the Ten Commandments on tablets from God? Who was that? Who was that man? Give me the answer. 877-807-9977. Now, just recently, I posted a blog. You can find it at constitutionjake.com. It was actually published by Genesis at GCN Live. You may still be able to find it up there. But it's about the Iranian pastor who faces execution. Yosef Nadagarni was 32. Man, that's how old I am. Pastor of a 400-member church of Iran. Has been held in the county's Gilan province since October 2009. After he protested to local education authorities that his son was forced to read from a Quran at school. Folks, listen to that. He was protesting. No, I don't want my kids to be forced to read from a Quran. Do you know what they're teaching your kids in schools right now? They're talking about Ramadan. They're quoting portions of Islam in public schools, not all of them. But you better make sure they're not in your school. Shouldn't be in any school. He merely protests that he's thrown in jail and faces a possible execution because he doesn't follow the religion of Islam. Now, what is my point in getting at this? I'm not getting on the Islam battle. There's plenty of people. We had Pam Geller on our show. She spoke about it. She's an authority. You can talk to her about that. But I will say this. In America, these are basic liberties that are threatened all over the world that you and I have right now. But we won't have very long if we're not willing to suffer for them. What did Martin Luther King Jr. say? When a people get caught up with that which is right, and they're willing to suffer for it, there's no stopping point short of victory. That key word is suffer. That key word is suffer. I went to 2 Corinthians because we were talking about in church. And by the way, folks, we're making Leadership Church available to the public. We're in all of you Minnesota residents, but we're also webcasting too. So if you want more information about that, you can call in. You can call into the studio. You can go to the website where you can see Bradley doing church. We do it Thursdays and Sundays. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we've been given it, and we have received mercy, we faint not. What does that word faint mean? It means to give up, to lose hope, to lose motivation. But when God gave us something, ministry.
Well, most of you think, well, I'm not in ministry.
No, God gave you the ministry of liberty. God gave you the ministry of being a parent. There's no lines between secular and sacred. Secular just means without God. I would hope there's no part of your life where you say, well, God stays over here for that part of my life. If there is, you're a hypocrite. And don't expect to remain in your liberty. And don't expect on the day when you face your Creator, because 10 out of 10 people die, that He's going to be like, oh, yeah, I saw that one part in your life. No big deal. You got the trump card, the free pass. Christ's blood was shed for every part of your life. Now what are you going to say? No, our veterans, just watch the Band of Brothers again. I have a TV Guardian that blocks out all the swearing. And I would encourage you to do the same for your family's sake. TV Guardian. It will catch in the closed captioning when a swear word comes in and will blank it out. So you won't even hear it. I was watching the Band of Brothers and I was listening to one of the men, Sergeant Malarkey. And he talked about how he lost a lot of friends during the war and he handled it very well. But he said later on in his life, it came back to hurt him and he started crying. We're talking about an 80-year-old man who did this one and he's in his 20s. And he's telling you, America, this is the price and it still stays with me. Did Christ die for just 90% of your life? Did our veterans die for just 90% of your liberties? And the other percent of your liberties you can go out and do what you want to do with. No big deal. This Iranian pastor faces execution. What cued it off is he complained that he didn't want his kids reading from the Quran in school. He was asked to repent of his blasphemy. He said, to the religion of your ancestors, Islam, the judge replied, that's what you need to repent and turn back to. Nadarki said, I cannot. Now, you as an American, and I discussed this in the blog, constitutionjake.com, the average American would never consider that this could ever happen in our country. Why is it happening in nations abroad? What makes our nation so different? Well, I can say this. The First Amendment to the Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Come on, people. Who was given the Ten Commandments on tablets? 1-877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. We protect and understand religious or Christian liberty. And if you don't understand, to not protect those liberties is to not understand America. You understand that Christianity makes man and governments more humane. Every man alive would prefer the protection, peace, and liberty of a nation comprised of Christian laws and customs and people. That's why so many people come here. I only come here for a good job. You got a good job because God is good. And He made an environment capable of having good jobs. How many Americans get busted for going over to other countries illegally? That don't happen. Well, I should hold my tongue there. Maybe it happens once in a while. But come on, is a precedent set? No. Thomas Jefferson said, can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift of God, and they cannot be violated without His wrath? Thomas Jefferson said, let's listen to this wisdom. Let's listen to answers and let's act upon them, folks. We got one more segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, Vicky in Tennessee, you've got an answer for us. Who is the man who was given the Ten Commandments?
Moses.
Moses. That was pretty simple, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
How come you didn't call one segment ago?
I was thinking about that. If you asked that question, I was thinking the same reason hundreds of other people didn't, because they thought it was a very simple question, and they figured that millions of people were going to be calling in with it, but nobody did. So eventually, I thought, "Hey, you better let him know that you know and that you're listening."
That a girl, Vicky. That's awesome. You know what? I do this sometimes to prove a point that we just need to act. We need to not think somebody else is going to act. We just need to act, and that's exactly what you did, Vicky. Thank you. You are right, Moses. Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
At the peak of what federal building in Washington D.C. is he engraved on? Right on the peak of it.
Probably the Federal Reserve Building.
No. I wish he was, though. Actually, the Supreme Court Building. He's on the peak.
Indeed.
He's on the peak of that building. Why? And you have a whole list of other lawgivers throughout history, and they're all facing him in reverence.
Really?
Because they know that he is the ultimate lawgiver. Yeah, check that out. And folks out there listening right now, you want to check that out, too. But Moses was given that institution of the law, and our federal government has adopted that in our Supreme Court.
Well, I wish that they would pay more attention to it.
You got it. That's up to me and you, Vicky. We need to call in. We need to march in. We need to raise our families that way. We need to do, and they will. They can't but pay attention to it, especially when God is on our side. Wouldn't you agree?
Amen, brother, absolutely. And this is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Amen, Vicki. You know what? I appreciate that. And, you know, it's an honor and a service, even before we pray for the show every single day. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to do this, because it really is something that God's grace has opened our eyes so that we're able to share with others, and we can't but help share with them. So thank you, Vicki. I want to put you on hold. We got a gift for you. We're going to send it off to you. Thank you so much, Vicki. We appreciate it. Yes, Moses is at, received the Ten Commandments, and Moses is on the peak of the Supreme Court building. She got it. She knows the answer. Vicki knows the answer. And she even identified it. What the Sons of Liberty talk about, that answer is what? It's the God. It's the Judeo-Christian God. It's Christ as the Redeemer of mankind. That is the answer. That's all we got, folks. If you don't like it, find a different show, but you do like it. And even if you don't believe it, you're going to keep listening until you do, because we're not going to quit. It's going to wear on you. It's going to be like Novocaine. NYPD warns women not to wear short skirts because they could get raped. That's a police officer. So what is he identifying with? What commandment? We just talked about it before. Thou shalt not commit adultery, the Bible says. Christ said in Matthew 5, even if you look on a woman to lust after her.
Oh, come on, it's just a magazine.
Is it? Christ said, even if you look, even if you desire, look with lust.
Oh, come on, now I'm just looking.
That's what Jesus said. You're just looking, that's the problem. Where do you think it starts?
Well, I'm not really doing it.
Yeah, but you would if you could. You would if you could get away with it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Then why are you looking? Why even start the process? Boy, it's something. John Adams said, facts are stubborn things. The law is not stubborn. It just won't move. A stone of stumbling, the Bible says. So Christ is to many a stone of stumbling. Thing just don't move. You can kick it, it ain't moving. You just break your foot. The NYPD warns women not to wear short skirts because they could get raped. This is the advice that New York Police Department is giving young women in the Brooklyn neighborhood following a slew of unsolved sexual attacks in the past few years. Past few months, excuse me. The warnings, now listen to this, guys. The police officer is saying, listen, it's not your fault you're getting raped, but don't dress like this because it ups your chances. Why? Because God gave us a commandment, said thou shalt not look. So what's that denoting? Don't put clothes on that's going to cause somebody to look. Now, in no way, shape, or form am I insinuating the criminal doesn't have a responsibility. Of course he does. Maybe if there were stiffer penalties for rape, people wouldn't be doing it. At one particular point in time, you would lose everything, your life, for the crime of rape. How many rapes do you think we dealt with back then? Probably not many. What am I saying? What I'm saying is that with stiff penalties, it lessens crime. It may not put away with it altogether, because only redemption can do that. That's redemption of the heart through Christ. But these police officers are just saying that. Now listen to this. The warnings of these police officers saying this are being met with outrage, with residents saying police should be focusing on catching the suspects, not criticizing women for what they choose to wear. Come on, I want to hear you on this. 877-807-9977. This sounds like a good fight. How dare you tell me what to wear? You judging me? Why don't you go out there and catch them little criminals instead of worrying about me? No, a police officer, because he loves these women, because he loves Americans, he says, listen, don't dress like that because it may invite something that you don't want. He's being like Christ. Even if you look upon a woman to lust after, you committed adultery with her already in your heart. Denoting that if you dress, it causes people to want to look. Oh, there's standards. The police officers do what the churches should be doing. Man, some of these churches you go to, it's insane. It's a fashion show. And not only that, but you don't even dress that worldly in clubs. And yet they're coming to praise Jesus. While every man in the place is getting to see what all the women get to, how little they get to wear. How's that worshiping God? And these police officers saying to a woman, it's being met with outrage. Lauren, a South Slope resident, was walking home three blocks from a gym on Monday when she was stopped. The 25-year-old, who did not want her last name to be used, was wearing shorts and a T-shirt when she claims a police officer asked if she would stop and talk to him. He also stopped two other women wearing dresses. According to Lauren, the officer asked if they knew what was going on in the neighborhood. When they answered in the affirmative, he asked if they knew what the guy was looking for. He pointed at my outfit and said, "Don't you think those shorts are a little short?" She recalled. He pointed at their dresses and said they were showing a lot of skin. He said that such clothing could make the suspect think he has an easy access. Folks, I don't mean to get so graphic, but this is important. Think about this. The officer explained, "You're exactly the kind of girl this guy is targeting. They're simply pointing out," said Paul Brown, defending the warnings, "simply pointed out that it's a part of the pattern involving one or more men that the assailants have targeted women wearing skirts. It's just a fact. He's just saying it. Is that what you think, America, nowadays?" Officers are not telling women what to wear. There's a TV series that does that, he said. Jessica Silk, a founder of Safe Slope, a neighborhood group that formed in response to recent attacks, called the approach completely inappropriate. "Oh, you're going to help these women, aren't you? You really love these women, yet you won't tell them not to dress like that?" Oh, no, no, I'm number one advocate for throwing the book at a sexual predator. Oh, absolutely. And we do that on a regular basis. But I'm also on the side of God, who says same thing to look as it is to commit adultery. And why dress like that if you're not thinking others are going to look? Well, it's comfortable. Just cover yourself. Because I'm not one for adultery. There have been reports that women were attacked "We're all wearing skirts," she said. "Unfortunately, this might be a common line between women that were attacked, but the message shouldn't be that you shouldn't wear a skirt. The message should be that here are ways you can protect yourself. Don't tell us women what to do." Nobody is! They're trying to protect you from a crime against yourself! But don't tell us like that. How do you want us to tell you? Should we wait until after you're raped and then you find out? Folks, I've got kids. I understand the importance of preparing and warning my children. It's because I love them. This isn't a big stinking campaign telling people how to dress. That's not the point. We're trying to prevent crimes against them. Why? You want me to tell you why? Because their churches don't tell them. Because their parents don't tell them they let them out of the house that way. Because they see it on TV. Because they see it in the movies they watch. That's why this is happening. And now you're going to blame a police officer for trying to look out for you, whose job is to protect you from crimes. That's it. Not to tell you what you should wear, but because he knows, he shares it, and now he's under scrutiny? Give me a break. God bless those police officers who are warning our daughters in America. Folks, it's been an awesome show. We'll be back with you tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons of